Hey guys, welcome to Pretty Out There, presented by ProExist, hosted by your girl, Lorena Seves. Thank you for joining. This is episode 7, where we get to meet and talk to Rochelle. We have a lot of amazing things to discuss, and she has an amazing story. So stay tuned, and thank you for tuning in. Hey guys, welcome to Pretty Out There, presented by ProExist, hosted by your girl, Lorena Seves. It feels so, so good to be back, guys. I am so sorry it's taken me a while to record. It's been a little hectic over here on my end with learning to work from home and being here for the kids and just juggling everything and wearing different hats. Today we just started homeschool, and I'm praying and I cross my fingers that it is a lot better this time than it was last time, because trust me, there was a lot of tears, a lot of frustration, and you know, it's something new. So I'm sure a lot of you parents could relate. And if you do, kudos to you. I totally understand. But that being said, I want to say thank you so much for still tuning in and listening. It means so much to me. Please remember to subscribe and favorite my show. There's a little star in the right corner. Just go ahead and click on that. And feel free to comment as well. I just want to hear you guys' feedback. Maybe you have some information you would like to share. And yes, so thank you so much. I just recently was a guest on the Mega Man podcast, and I got the opportunity to talk about my story and how I got started in my skincare line with ProExist. And I talked about my struggles, just a lot of great things about life. And it was fun. He was a super cool dude. I highly recommend you guys follow him. He's super inspiring. He has a great story. Really cool guy. And yes, I hope you guys are doing well and you guys are staying safe. You guys are staying healthy. I have an amazing guest on my show today. Her name is Rochelle. And here's a little bit about her. Rochelle James is a beauty and branding expert. She is a self-taught makeup artist with over 18 years working in the retail and fashion industry. By 21, she was hired to be a makeup artist for Chanel. During her 12 years of Chanel, she graduated from LA Trade Tech for fashion design and merchandising, where she fell in love with branding and entrepreneurship. Her dream was to own her own business and recreate those beauty bonding experiences for women entrepreneurs. She wanted to use her beauty and fashion expertise to help women in business build their brand image so they can have attract their dream clients and take their business to the next level. Makeup and fashion are her passions, but connecting with women and empowering them to own their own beauty is what fulfills her heart and gives her purpose. She says that aligning with God is the secret sauce to her glow and the key to her success. Let's give it up for Rochelle James.
Hello?
Hello, my diva.
Hello, diva.
Welcome to Pretty Out There.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. And congratulations.
Thank you.
So exciting to see you.
Thank you so much.
Reaching for the stars.
Yes, yes. You know, I've been dying. I'm going to just tell everybody right now. I've been dying to get this girl on my podcast because she's like the Miss Diva. Ever since I met her, I was like, this girl is so down to earth. Like, your energy is amazing. I'm like, dang, why can't everybody just be like her?
I know. I felt the same way about you. I think I met you at the NLBWA.
Yes.
Gala. Uh-huh. I was like, this girl's smile is so beautiful, and her dress, your dress, girl, was so amazing. I was like, who really? Is this girl? I need to know her.
Yeah, no, you know, God just sent us to each other, you know, and I feel that way too, mm-hmm. that sometimes God puts people in the right place for a reason. You know, we just connected. So it was really good. So how are you doing during the quarantine? I know we've been trying to get together, and I wanted to do the whole, you know, YouTube video with you and have you do makeup and all this fun stuff. But unfortunately, it's like this shit's never going to end. Well, I know it's going to end, but it's like nonstop. It doesn't seem like there's any green light to it yet. What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's Well, when quarantine started, I was like, the world's ending. So like, let's eat every meal possible that we love.
I
I got back into like my cooking. I love to cook, but
oh yeah, same here.
I think the first thing that happened was I had asked my uncle to come over, and I wanted to be baptized. I've been a Christian since I was 12, but I never got baptized into Christianity. So that was how I started my quarantine. So the mindset was, you know, totally like along those lines of my spirituality and like taking things to the next level, because if this was the end, like I needed to be connected.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, that's really all good. Access. Yeah. I think I did see that. That's really, but you know what? And that it's a good way to connect, because you're, you know, you're more spiritual, your mindset's at a different level versus, you know, having to go into downfall and think negative and stress out during this whole time. But you did something amazing. That's good. Congratulations.
I know. Yeah. Well, I had a really, I had an encounter, and it was like not, it was like felt like evil, you know, and I just, I got scared, and the only thing that put me at peace was I started reading the Bible.
Oh,
you know, which I'm, if you know me, I'm not a reader, like I'm a visual person,
right? So, same here,
like,
girl,
reading is a big thing. And so, but it was, I started reading, and God, you know, he's so awesome, he points you exactly to the word that it put so much peace in my heart, you know. And I was like, wow, like
that's good,
this is amazing. And so that's why I started quarantine, girl, with the baptize. And then God blessed me with DJ Angie V, who's like, I get so excited. Like, I love to dance.
Yes.
Which is why I love you, too, because I know I saw you on the dance floor, girl. You,
oh,
you
my God.
How to work it.
It's like my therapy. I'm like, ah, I'm like twerking here. Like,
I know. I could see it. And I was like, well, we're dancing divas for life.
For
like,
sure.
You know, so DJ Angie B started mixing every day. And oh, she does, like, dope 90s R&B. You know?
That's,
like, my jam.
That's so good. And we need that. Music, we need for sure. For sure. I know my sister was doing something with her, too. So when you send that link over, I was like, hey, I know who she is. And it's so cool.
I was like every day, like, oh my God, I have a custom DJ every day, like, you know, and I got a dance party every day. And it really was like a motivating factor for every day.
Nice.
You know?
Is there a certain time she comes on, or?
Yeah, she was coming on at 12 Monday through Friday, and she had a theme for every day, and I was just loving it. I was like, oh my God, can life get any better?
Right.
You know? So I was like eating, I was like being with God, I was having my dance therapy, you know, it was good. And then, you know, and then things, you know, with business, I had to start figuring things out. And, a friend of mine had approached me about an opportunity with Color Street, which is the newest sensation for nails, which is just like 100% nail polish, a strip that you just like it on like a sticker to your nails.
Oh, and nice.
I started seeing all these women post about their nails and how they can get their nails. And like, it's such a major thing.
Oh my
for
gosh.
Women.
I think I'm going to have to get some. Yeah, no, it's true. I have my, seriously, I'm looking at my, I have no nails. My toes have no color. I swear, I look at my husband's feet and my feet. I'm like, they look the same.
Okay. Oh, and so I just saw it as an opportunity to serve my clients at a low cost.
Very nice.
And, an easy solution to, you know, still feel beautiful and, you know, build, you know, have that confidence that
absolutely
you have when your nails are done.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, at the end, give me the information. That way we can let everybody know where to log into. But before we get started and talk about your business, I want to get to know a little bit about you first. So where did you grow up?
Oh, I'm from El Cerrito, girl. It's like close to East LA. And it's in LA. I went to Woodrow Wilson High School. And that's where I graduated from.
Uh-huh.
It's a shout out to the Mules, class of 1999. But yeah, it's a small town. And
where is this in LA? Or where's Long Beach?
Okay. Yeah, No, no, it's close to East LA.
Oh, East
it's,
LA.
Yeah, it's in the middle of East LA, South Pasadena, and Monterey Park.
Very nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a very small, like, you know, Mexican, predominantly Mexican area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's where I grew up, and I loved. I was an only child, so I was in cheerleading from like 6 years old until like I was like 13.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And you didn't want to pursue it in high school or anything like that?
I did, actually, because I was on a competitive team. I was on the all-star cheer team. We just did competitions all year.
Uh-huh.
And I got trained by a really well-known coach in the area. And she was friends with the high school coach at Wilson, because Wilson, their cheerleaders were they were national competitors.
Oh,
they
wow.
went to nationals every year. So they were like amazing.
Right, right.
You know, and so, but I didn't know, we were in transition at the time of moving to Alhambra.
Uh-huh.
And that's when, and so I was in between locations and I never got to try out for the team. Like, you know, the summer before.
Yeah.
So, oh, you were, I like, know, that's one of my biggest, like, hurtful times of my life.
Can I just go back and try out?
I just wanted to try out, and I knew I would have made it. The coach always was like, how come you didn't try out? You
know? Oh, man.
And I know. So
that's okay. You could cheerlead for us.
Yeah.
Say, yeah.
But I'm still a cheerleader.
There you go.
You know, I'm still cheering all my divas on. Like, it's been with me for life, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you've always- and that's actually where I got one of my first mentors.
Oh, really?
Was my cheer coach. Okay. Yeah, I truly believe my I know a lot of my success is due to the women that have come into my life and absolutely. Believed in me,
yeah,
and mentored me and coached me and wouldn't let me fail, mm-hmm. or you know, they would keep me involved, you know.
Yeah, no, that's really good. So what was one of your best childhood memories you have growing up?
I loved, well, cheer and dance was my ultimate, but while growing up, I would say, like, I really fell in love with high school days.
Mm-hmm.
I was a party girl. I was a social butterfly.
Not you. I don't believe it. I just...
Yes, girl.
Are you kidding?
No, I loved people and connecting. Yeah. And, I guess I have, like, it's so crazy. I have two crazy memories. Like, there's two sides that I always had, like my spiritual side and then mm-hmm. like my party girl side. You know, I love to dress up and, you know, do my makeup and dance. So, of course, when they started all ages clubs when I was 13,
ooh,
you know, uh-huh. I was at the all ages clubs like my whole junior high and high school life, you know?
Uh-huh.
So that was fun. Yeah, club life. But on the other side, like when I was going to church, I attended a missions trip to Mexico.
Oh,
and wow. Yeah, I went with the whole high school ministry, and like we went to a very like area that's like poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's so sad to see like how people live in Mexico, but we went out there and just got anointed that whole time, and we were able to speak to the community, the parents and the children, and we provided games and food. And
oh, that is so awesome. You know, yeah.
Taught them about the Lord and they received Jesus. So that was like soul food.
Oh, for sure. Oh man. I could just imagine.
Girl. Yeah. That was like one of the best times of my life. So those two were That's who I was, you know.
That's a great combo. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Loving to party, loving to dance, and giving back. There's nothing wrong with that because I am the same gang girlfriend. It's all good. You know? Yeah, that is totally. So awesome. And what are your downfalls you had in life that you learned from? Mm. Something you learned from?
Well, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Well, after I gained a level of success becoming a makeup artist in the fashion and entertainment industry. Okay. And I had just booked a I was starting to book fashion shows as a key artist, which is like a really big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like at the peak, girl. I was like spiritually being connected. I had just lost 20 pounds, going to the gym every day. I was focused on my business, hustle life, you know?
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like boss life, you know? And feeling myself, I was like really owning it. And when you are doing all those things, you know, you're causing attraction, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I attracted, you know, this really hot, cute guy.
Ooh.
And we had a really strong connection, and it was so nice and really beautiful because he's totally like he made me feel like I was the only girl in the room.
Wow.
He like used to promote my business cards.
Yeah.
He would drive me to all my events and carry my stuff for me. Like, he took care of me, girl. Yeah, he really believed in me, but oh my gosh, things came crashing down. Our relationship turned into something else.
Mm.
You know, he became an alcoholic during our relationship, just from, you know, struggling with his job and his family. Mm. And oh my gosh, I tried to be like the savior, you know?
Right, right.
And, you know, and oh my gosh, that just took me down. And after 3 years, you know, I had discovered that, you know, he was cheating on me.
Oh gosh.
I know. And so I ended the relationship, and I just felt so depressed.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, I got in a car accident and I lost my car. I didn't have any, I only had liability, so I didn't have like a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
For the car. And because I lost my car, I lost all my work with Chanel.
I was working
six territories and now down to like one, the closest area that I was closest to. And so I lost a lot of work. So now I'm like out of a relationship, out of a car, and out of work, you know? Because I focused so much on my relationship during that peak in my career, I stopped spending time doing my job and spending more time with him.
Mm.
So I started losing all my connections and momentum, girl. In this industry, it's all about momentum.
So, oh, for like, sure. Yeah.
You know? And so, girl, I was like not working, you know? And I just remember being at the lowest part of my life and not wanting to get out of bed and not even talking to friends, because that's all I would talk about was, you know, like I couldn't understand what was happening. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's tough, Rochelle. I mean, it's hard because when you do love a person and then something like this happens, you're like, why me? You know, the questions always, you know, comes about like, but why? I don't deserve this. Why did this happen? But, you know, it's not your fault. And it's not his fault either. I mean, he got into depression and he started drinking, and then one thing led to another. Maybe he didn't have control over, and just, you know, and it sucks. Mm-hmm. It happens to happen that way. But, you know, I'm proud of you. You moved forward and look where you're at now. You know, it's a life lesson. Yeah. And God is there for you through every step you got out of it.
Amen, girl. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, I didn't know at the time that what I thought was like my biggest downfall, which it was actually was me actually growing into the next level of who I was going to become.
Right.
It was like the beginning of the new chapter, you know?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Awesome. No, that's good. That's really good.
So good.
It takes a strong person to realize that. I hope you know that. A lot of people remain stuck. They don't know how to get out. And they're just kind of like, okay, this is my life. But you turn around to the 360 and you said, let me show you what I could do. I'm going to get out of this hole. I'm going to step out to the light and be like, bam, the diva is back, right?
Diva's back. What? Yeah, no, it definitely took a lot of work in this prayer life. And then I remember I was like, well, I never knew how a relationship should be modeled, because I come from a single parent home. So I started doing the research on relationships on YouTube. I'm like, YouTube University, you know? Hey. And it was there that I learned all the things that I was doing were the things that you're doing wrong.
In a like
giving a man all your time and like always being available and like not really being the star of your own life, you know, like we tend to like, you know, when I got a boyfriend, it was like, oh my God, I just want to be with him and like be in love and, you know, celebrate our love. But it was, it's, there's so much more to a relationship than that.
Right.
And that's what I started to learn. And then I remember getting invited to like a weight loss challenge.
Okay.
And they had provided a business opportunity along with it. It was like those multi-level marketing businesses. Mm-hmm. But my upline was an anointed woman of God. And she came from a successful, like, she already had her finances together, you know, but she was doing this to promote health because she, you know, for her reasons, but she was another mentor and she saw something in me. She believed in me and she invested in me and took me to like the business training conferences that were like in Miami. And that is where I started to learn my value. And actually they reminded us like, what is your dream? You know, like, did you put it away when you were, when people, you know, and you were in high school and people told you, no, that's not possible, you know? And so I remembered I had a dream in high school and that was to impact teen girls.
Oh, very nice. You know? Yeah.
So I remembered that dream and I was like, you know what? This is my motivation to, you know, get back up. And so that's how it all, that was a big, big time of my life where that's how I got
very
up,
good,
you know, on my team.
That's good. And God blesses people who, you know, that come into our lives and make us realize our true value and what we're here for, you know?
Yes, Diva.
That is so good. Are you still dating? Are you dating anybody right now or?
No, right now I'm like, I know it sounds so cliche, like, but like I'm really not just focused on my business, but right now at this time in my life, I'm really focused on my relationship with God because he really, I truly believe in aligning with God. Like he's the key to my success. He is the, he's like the secret sauce of my,
I like
that. You know, that's what I tell people. Like, And he, and so I'm really on, I'm really discovering, actually I just did a conference this weekend called Women Evolve, and I learned that every level of my life God has had his hand upon, and every dream and vision he has placed in my heart, he still wants me to pursue it, you
very
know?
Nice.
And oh my gosh, girl, because you know, if I really lean on God for guidance. And so I'm always like, Lord, what is your will for my life? Like, I have my dreams, but what's your plan? Because I know your plan is like 10x my plan. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is so cool.
You know, he's really showing me, like, he's been opening up my eyes to, like, business opportunities, collaborations, like, the whole next level of where my business
amazing.
Is going.
Now, is this a,
it's been exciting.
Is this an event you went to, or is it through Zoom, or can anybody connect with this, or?
Yes. It was a once a year, they have a conference, the Women Evolve conference. And you can link on to their page on Instagram, Women Evolve.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's Christian based. Faith-based, but man, Pastor Sarah Jakes, she's teaching me how to be a warrior for God, like really, and to be like a bold woman with, like, you know, like this, just this bold character for, like, you know, knowing the awesome truth and going forward.
Yeah.
And so she really gets me pumped up, you know. She's giving me that. She's empowering.
That is
me,
so good. You know? That's so good. I know I have a few people I listen to on YouTube, like Les Brown, and
oh my gosh, God,
yes.
Him.
In the morning, I'm like, you're like, are you hungry? I'm hungry. You know, And I get so into it spiritually as well. And my husband's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, I'm just speaking out loud. You know, I'm just so excited because it brings this sense of energy to your spirit that it's unexplainable. Because once you start to hear the word, you know, the word of the Lord, and you start to really, really, you know, listen to it, it takes your mind to a whole different level. You're like, oh my gosh, it gives you strength. It gives you power. It gives you the ability to believe in yourself and to say, you know what? I can do this. I believe in myself. And that's good. I'm happy for you. Yeah.
Yes. So, I actually wrote a chapter for a book recently.
Did you?
And I talked
about... Wait, you don't read, but you write chapters.
I know, and that was totally God's favor. Come on now.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you a quick story. Last year, 2019, I got in a really bad car accident. And the doctors were like, you cannot carry more than 5 pounds. Oh, like, I was like, what? My makeup kit is like 60 pounds, you know? Got my chair, my light, my 2 makeup bags, and they're heavy. And I'm like, okay, so I can't work. And I started getting like my nerves in my feet were acting up and really hurting. So my chiropractor was like, you can't walk anymore. So I was like, not walking. So my dancing diva days were like gone.
Oh my gosh, how long ago was this?
This was last year.
Oh my gosh,
May 2019.
Just last year. Dang. Wait, but I saw you last year. It must have been after. Gosh.
I still was able to get out, but not, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't work out. I couldn't carry.
Oh man, yeah.
Yeah. So that was that became a really dark depression. And like, I was like, Lord, what am I going to do, you know, with my future? Like, oh my God. And the recovery took it's still taking place. It's been over a year and I'm still I'm barely getting back into working out. But what had happened was I spent a lot of time in nature outside. I love nature and just, you know, spending time in my prayer life and, you know, being patient. And then I remember I went to a seminar and I met this guy, Sean Stewart. He was a coach, and he was like, I can help you speak your story and write your story and speak your story. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need that. Yeah. You know? And so then he goes, well, why don't you come to my conference? And, you know, and so I was like, I will. So I got invited and I got a ticket for free. It was like a $300 conference for 3 days in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I went out there and it was so awesome. Actually, Les Brown spoke at that conference.
Oh my God, I love him.
Yes. And it was such a surprise. And everyone there was like, oh my God. So it was so amazing. But at that conference, they introduced their sponsor, Josh Liske, and he is an author and the founder of an organization called IHP, which stands for In His Presence. Ooh, okay. So he was like, I'm here to offer you only this room, an opportunity to co-author my next book, and for the cost of $999. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God. And he goes, it's going to be written for leaders by leaders. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, because I had just worked with 2 clients who had published a book. Okay. And I know that it is, I mean, there was no way I could write a book, like a whole book. Right. But a chapter was like so doable, right? And the cost of publishing a book is like thousands of dollars, which I didn't have, you know? So I thought, oh my God, for $9.99, I need to figure this out, right? So I approached them and we talked and we had an interview, and basically at the end of the whole event, they actually decided to sponsor a person.
Oh my God.
For that $9.99, uh-huh. And they chose Dad, me out of everyone.
That is so awesome. That is so cool. Oh my gosh. Goosebumps, right? Goosebumps.
I Goosebumps, God's favorite. Yeah. Like, I was like, this whole year has gone by and it wasn't in vain. Like, it had purpose. And so when they asked me to write the chapter, I didn't even know what I was going to write about. I just knew that the opportunity was there. But when they asked me to write about a chapter, I kept asking God, what am I supposed to write here, you know? But then he reminded me of my year. And there was five principles that I wrote about. It was, and this is like what I wrote to leaders, like, how do you get back up, you know? And so my principles now are, one, remember who you are. You know, you're the daughter of a king.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, you're here for purpose. And then two, surrender. Surrender is my superpower. Yeah. Okay. Give it to God. It is not for you to carry.
Like, no worries.
Or worry about. As soon as it becomes heavy, you need to give it to God. Like, amen to that. And then there's like, be still.
Okay. Yeah. Be still is a good one too.
Girl. Be still is, it was the key to, in order for to hear from God, you have to be still to hear his direction. And so when I started to just be in prayer and then I would just kind of sit there outside, I was being still and God started speaking to me, and they call that prophetic grace. You know, so I started receiving prophetic grace, and God was just giving me downloads of businesses, visions, like collaborations, like what to say, what to do. And I would literally have to have a pen and paper by my side at this point. And then there's patience. You know, you got to be patient upon God's will, because it's his perfect timing, you know, that will set you up for greatness. And then the power of prayer, and just anything that you want to accomplish has to be prayed over. I feel that. Yeah. You know?
It means all of that.
Yeah. There's so much power in prayer. Like, girl, I witnessed so many miracles through the power of prayer. So I truly believe in prayer.
No, I believe in it too myself. Heck yeah. Yes.
Right?
I'm always praying. Morning, when I get in the car, before I eat, before I go to bed. And I remember my mother-in-law, she goes, why do you always pray? Why are you always doing the sign of the cross? I'm like, because I'm always thinking about somebody or something. I'm always like, oh, I pray for this person. I pray for this.
Yes, girl. Give it to God and he will cover it. Amen. You know, that is such, I love that. I love my prayer.
Well, that's such a blessing. Like, your prayer warrior. I can't wait to get that book and read your chapter and share it with the world. I mean, that is something huge, and I'm very, very happy for you. That's amazing.
Thank you, Diva. Yeah. Thank you.
So let's talk about how you got started. Okay, so we want to know, like, beauty. We know you're a diva, you like to dance, and you're all about, you know, having great connection with great people. But how did you get involved in the beauty world and start? How did you start your business?
Beauty and fashion has been my lifelong passion. That's important to know, because I'm a self-taught makeup artist. I started producing photo shoots at the age of nine, like replicating guest ads.
You're a young entrepreneur. I love it.
Yeah, I didn't even know it, girl. I just threw a sheet over the door, called it a backdrop, got my little cousin who was so beautiful, and I just would do her makeup, her hair, and style her like the guest ad. Yes, and take photos, and I would just pose her up and everything. And then at the age of 12, my mom started doing Mary Kay. So I started learning skincare, and I was starting to do makeup on her clients. I had already mastered like eyeliner by that age, so everyone would ask me, can you do my eyeliner? You know, but doing it on yourself and doing it on other people is like a whole nother story. So I started gaining my experience there, working on other faces. And then I attended Barbizon at the age of 15. So I learned how to walk runway, and I learned how to pose for photo shoots, and do makeup for set. And then by the age of 21, oh my gosh, girl, well, I applied at MAC. This is a funny story. I applied at MAC. I I took my portfolio of all my friends that I had done their makeup, and I took my resume, and I had had tons of customer service and sales jobs, but she, the manager, said, I'm sorry, I can't hire you without school, makeup schooling or sales retail experience, at least 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And so I was so sad, and I remember going, I was in the mall, so I walked over to Victoria's Secret for retail therapy. And then I saw that they had just launched a full makeup line at the Victoria's Secret beauty store.
Oh, wow.
I was like, ooh, I was testing all the products and talking to the girl. And then I ended up buying something. And I told her, you know, I just came from MAC and they didn't hire me. And all. I just want to be a makeup artist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she turned out to be the store manager. And she literally, like, she's like, would you like to work here? Because we just launched our makeup line and we would love for you to focus on the makeup.
Oh, wow.
and be our makeup artist. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, like, how freaking cool is that?
Heck
you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Started with Victoria's Secret. They've had the best training ever out of anywhere I've ever worked. I just have to say that.
Really?
It has the best training. Sales training, customer service training. Goal training is awesome. I love that company, and so I'm so happy that I started there. But I had put out many applications at the time, so Macy's called me back for an interview.
Uh-huh.
And they were offering, you know, full time and more pay, so I went to, she said, come to the beauty counters, ask for me, and they'll show you upstairs. So I went to the counter that was right at the entrance. Because, you know, girl, when you're walking in the mall with your interview outfit and your resume, it's, like, so embarrassing, you know? Like, you're like, oh, my right. God, I'm so embarrassed. So I go to the Chanel counter, and I'm like, hi, you know, I'm here for my interview. And so as I'm waiting for the interview, for the lady to interview, I'm having this conversation with the manager at Chanel. She was this Asian lady. Her name was Anne. And I started telling her, like, oh, I'm going to interview for fragrance, but it'll be 2 years before I could transfer to beauty. And all I want to do is be a makeup artist. And she started telling me, well, our makeup artist is going to be leaving into real estate and we're going to need someone. Would you want to come work for Chanel?
Oh, wow.
I was like, what? Of course. So,
yeah.
Boom. That's how I got into Chanel.
That is crazy.
It wasn't even an interview required. And so for me, girl, that was like God's favor.
Heck
God
yeah.
Opened that door. Like, how I didn't even know, uh-huh. You know, that I could even apply for Chanel. You know?
It was meant to be. It was so meant to be. She saw something in you and she's like, I want her. Like, she's it. Dang.
She did. In fact, when I got hired, so many girls from the other counters and makeup artists were so angry.
Were they hating on you?
Hating, girl. And they were like, we've been waiting for that position to open. And this lady was so protective. In fact, she did all my paperwork, and I never knew that I was supposed to be submitting my own paperwork to the executive directly. She handled all my business because she knew once I got with an executive that they were going to start booking me at other stores, you know? It was so funny.
Oh, my gosh. So how many years do you have with Chanel then?
Oh, my gosh. Well, over 12 years.
Wow.
I've worked with Chanel doing – makeup artists for all their special events,
nice.
In different stores, like retailers, like from Saks Fifth Avenue to Macy's to Nordstrom's to Bloomingdale's, and I worked all over LA and Orange County. I
have wow, that is so good, Michelle.
All over. Yeah.
So then, how did you get out of that to start your business?
Well, after 12 years, I was like, where am I going to go from here? You know, the Chanel is such a boutique line that there's not a lot of room on growth in going up. And so I really didn't know what I was going to do. I was at the time, I also had now started developing a portfolio in the fashion and entertainment industry. So what I thought I was going to do was, start doing working with celebrities.
Okay.
Like going into celebrity makeup, you know, and getting with an agency. But I invested into business coaching. I had a spray tan client come, and I would pour all my dreams on all my clients, and she was like, "Do you have a business plan?" And she was like, "You need to come check out my business coaching group right here in Pasadena. It's called the Get It Done Divas." Oh. And so I was like, "Oh my God, how perfect,
right?
The diva
has my name all over it."
Yeah.
So,
I know, it was so awesome. And I met my coach, Marianne Jeff, and she, man, it was so important. I recommend anyone, like, if you're starting a business, you need to hire a coach. I learned the value of coaches. Like, even my mentor would say, like, you know, even Kobe Bryant has coaches.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And do you think he needs coaches? I mean, he's the professional in the industry, you know, like, but no, and I learned, even in fact, in basketball, there's different coaches as well. They have dribbling coaches, they have shooting coaches. Yeah, so I was like, oh wow. And so now I'm like, I love getting coaches in different areas of my business. But yeah, that's I started working with these women in business. And at the time, the social media was on the rise, and these women were having to go, like, do photo shoots and, you know, starting to do IG live and show up on camera. And so when I would see them, I would be like, oh my God, they became my friend, you know? And I was like, oh my God, she cannot show up like that on camera. Like, no, like I could have done like,
girl,
makeup,
let me hook
like,
you
I
up.
Could have styled her better. Yes. And these women have such passions that I was so inspired by, like these women that had families and husbands and work, and they're creating this dream job on the side, their dream business, you know? And they had, so many had such great purpose, and I just wanted to help, and that's kind of how I discovered my niche.
Marianne.
I was like, oh my God, I want to help these women building their businesses, and help them with their branding, you know, their brand image, so they can take off to the next level, be seen, like speak on stages, you know, create their press kits and
very nice.
Have a big audience. Yeah.
So then basically what you will do is say, for instance, because I have a lot of people who listen on to here who are business savvy, have their own businesses and stuff like that. So what would your business offer them?
Well, right now I'm offering branding consulting where we can even have just a conversation over the phone about what your brand image can look like. And that would just take everything from your branding, from your logo, from your Instagram, from your website, to now your image, and make it cohesive.
Okay.
You know, that's what people want to see. You know, like I always talk about, like, have you ever seen a Swiffer commercial?
Oh, that's like the broom?
Like,
yeah,
like the broom, right? Like it's green, right? Everyone knows the Swiffer color is green. So like if they were to produce a commercial, they would have it in a home with accents of green.
Okay.
So that it brings out like
the brand. Got you.
It's all about branding. Right. Yeah, that's part of the branding. So I'm really taking women to that next level, but really it's coming down to, man, there's just women who have, I help women with makeup and styling for their photo shoots, for their photo shoots, for their speaking events, for their online interviews, for if they're going to do videos for their website or for their social media platforms. So I'm helping women to look their best, like in their brand image. And and really I started learning that I'm also helping women to pose and because so many women have never had a photo shoot before.
You're right. You're like, what do I do? How do I smile? Where does my hand go? Yep.
everything I learned in the fashion industry is what I'm bringing to the business side, is how I stayed on set, how I groomed my clients, how I stood there, like, fixing their hair, fixing their collar, making sure their pose is great, being their hype girl.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Showing them poses, and then also showing them how to use their content to promote anything, like a launch coming up, if they want to promote their services, if they want to have an inspirational quote. I'm showing them how to use their photos in a way that they can brand those photos and create content for their
very business. Nice. I think I need to schedule a photo shoot with you. For sure.
Oh my god, I've been dying.
For sure.
I've been dying.
We gotta wait till this damn thing finishes. Ugh. There's so much that I wanna do, and I'm like, oh, I wanna do this. I wanna go here. I wanna do this. And I'm like, I can't. Oh, it's so frustrating.
I know.
I mean, I can't do a photo shoot with the mask on. Ideas. I'm like, oh, geez. You know?
I know. I had to buy a little makeup shield. I'm like, really?
You're like, I'm sweating underneath here. Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. I am so happy for you, Rochelle. Do you have any words of inspirations you want to give out to those who are interested in starting their business or how to enter the beauty world? What words would you give them or advice?
Oh, wow. Well, I was taught to learn on someone else's dime, for sure. So definitely get involved, you know. I remember doing so much free work. And so if you're like trying to become a makeup artist, I would say practice on anybody and everybody so that you can learn like different faces, different eyes, different skin textures, right? You know, discover who you are as an artist, you know. And I would take classes, you know, and then surround yourself with, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, it's like surround yourself with people who are going to pour into you, because most people are dream killers and don't have vision. So if you have vision, you're already set apart, and you need to surround yourself with people who are believing in you. And that's going to be so key to your success. Mentorship, you know, surrounding yourself with people who believe in you, your prayer life. And also what I was learning today on a webinar was relationships are the key to success. And so really, you know, building your relationships, your network, you know, so you never know who those people are going to be in your future and how you could collaborate or who they can connect you with, you know, for building your business.
No, so. I agree with you 110%. That's so good. No, you're right. Everything you said is on point, and hope you guys take her words into consideration. It is the truth. Where can they find you? What's your website links, your IG, all your information? Where can we locate you?
So, you could find me on Instagram or Facebook, Rochelle Jaimes Beauty. And just link up with me. You can send me a direct message. I'm going through rebranding right now, so it's really exciting. You guys are going to start to see everything come out. I have a YouTube channel coming out too. If you can, go please subscribe.
No way, awesome.
I have yet to post a video, but I already have it set up, Rochelle Jaimes Beauty on YouTube. And I'm going to be doing makeup tutorials product review, and also Boss Beauty interviews. So, you know, it's going to be motivational and fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I look forward to that. I'm going to go ahead and subscribe. And subscribe to mine too, Pretty Out There. And Pro Exist is exciting. Once you see it out there and it's there, you're like, oh, shit, this is happening.
Girl, I am so proud of you. I love your mission and how awesome your line is and everything you're doing with it. I'm just like, I want to support you 100% and like be there for you. And I have so many ideas for a photo shoot.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Book me in whenever this thing is over. We'll figure something out, as long as we're 6 feet apart. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Thank you so much, Rochelle. God bless your heart. God bless your journey. I'm so proud of you. You're doing amazing things already, and you're on the right track. You guys, please, please follow her. Follow her link. Hook up with her. DM her if you have any questions. And I'll talk to you soon, Rochelle. Take care.
Okay, take care, Diva.
All right. God bless. Bye. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.